Welcome to this Raise the Vibration of the Nation call. I'm Sarah Airy, president and founder of RefutureYourLife.com. I've helped entrepreneurs and business owners from over 40 countries release fear and old patterns so that they become more productive and share themselves with the world in a more authentic, powerful, and loving way. So when I looked at my Facebook feed yesterday and saw all the fear and heavy energy there, and I felt it in myself, I decided to offer this free call. It's my way of helping all of us to shift as a nation into a higher vibration. If you don't have water to drink, please go ahead and get some now. Water conducts your energy like it conducts electricity. So when you're moving as much energy as we will be on this call, it's important to be well hydrated. Now on this call, I am not espousing a particular candidate or party. I am espousing the path of love and the highest good of all, whatever that is. If that's what you want from this election too, then you're in the right place. And we will proceed together. Now, if you'd like, go ahead and take a drink of water now. And during the call, whenever you feel thirsty or you just think about it, go ahead and take a drink. It really does make a difference. Now, I'm going to make an intention on behalf of all of us. You're welcome just to sit back and listen. I recommend putting one hand on top of the other in the center of your chest. And if you'd like, you can just let the words flow over you. You're also welcome to repeat them either silently or aloud, whatever works best for you. It is our intention that this releasing and healing be on behalf of each of us here, each person who listens to the recording, and each person, wherever they are, who would like to benefit from this. It's on behalf of all the parts of us and all the points of view we've ever held. On behalf of our family and all of our ancestors. It's our intention that this healing happen thoroughly, completely, and easily for all. Okay. Now this election has had a lot of intensity, a lot of drama, a lot of negativity. And the first thing we're going to do is to let all of that come up. And we're going to do that in a very particular way. First of all, as you let this stuff up, know that you're not trying to dig for anything inside you. This is the stuff that is already just there, trying to come up. And it's stuff that we often just try to push down so that we can keep going, or because it feels like it just might be overwhelming, or we don't want to be in all that negativity. That can work in the short term, but in the long term, it just keeps it inside of us. So what we're going to do is to let it up as a group. As you do this, keep in mind that you are the observer, the witness of everything that's coming up. Whatever your thoughts and feelings are, simply allow them. Try not to judge them. Try not to judge yourself. These are just thoughts and feelings. You can imagine you're sitting by a river watching leaves float by or watching clouds go by in the sky. That is how you are watching your thoughts and feelings with us. If it gets too emotional at any point, remind yourself that you're being held by the group. You can always put your hands down and simply let the group carry you if you would like. Now, we're going to use an energy pose that will help facilitate the thoughts and feelings coming up and being released. To do this, you're going to put one hand, it doesn't matter which, across your forehead with the edge of your hand resting on the bridge of your nose. So you're simply covering your forehead and the top part of your eyes. The other hand will go across the back of your head with your thumb at the notch at the base of your skull. And you're free to switch the positions of your hands if at any point your arms get tired, or even just put them down if that pose is painful for you or your arms get too tired. So do that pose and let all of the fear, all the intensity, and the negativity around this election come up. Simply allow it. Everything that's been pushed down or away. Let it come up to be released now. Any fear of what will happen if your preferred candidate doesn't win? If the other candidate does win, fear of what will happen next. The feeling of distance and fear from people who aren't voting the way you are. The feeling of being alone. Of something being lost. Watch and allow. As you're held by the group, When you feel ready, put your hands down. Take a big drink of water. Okay. Now this time, we're going to use a different pose. Kind of put one hand on top of the other in the center of your chest. This is known as your heart center in a lot of traditions. As you hold your hands here, allow any tension in your body to come up. Anything that's been held in your body or in your heart. Again, simply allowing, observing. Noticing what you're feeling in your body. Simply being present to it. Some of what's coming up may be old stuff. The selection is helping to be released. Allow yourself to breathe. See that all this come up. Now allow your attention to wander over your body. Just see what you notice there. If something gets your attention, let yourself be fully present to it. Not trying to change it. Being open to any messages that it has for you. Any sense you get about it. And you may find it just simply naturally releases. Okay, go ahead and put your hands down when you're ready. You can take another drink of water if you would like. If your body wants to move or stretch, go ahead and do that. asking you to stand up and shake off some. Sometimes shaking off the old energy feels really good. When you're ready, go ahead and sit back down. We're going to do a meditation, and as we do this, you're welcome to use either the head pose with one hand across the front of your head and one across the back. For the people who just joined us, one hand goes across your forehead with the edge of your hand sitting on the bridge of your nose. The other hand goes across the back of your head with your thumb at the base of your skull and that notch that's there. Or you can do the pose we were just using with one hand on top of the other over the center of your chest where your heart center is. Either one. And you're welcome to switch from one to the other as you would like. As you're doing the pose of your choice, put your attention on your heart. Notice whatever you're feeling there in your heart. You with it. Smile at your heart. At the love and compassion that is there. Desire to be connected. Notice everyone that you are connected to. The people you love. People who inspire you. Notice how you feel when you think of them. How the frequency of your energy rises. Smile at them. I'm going to say a series of statements. Just let these statements wash over you. You're welcome to keep doing either the head pose or the heart pose. And whatever response you have to the statement is fine. Just allow it and keep letting them wash over you. What if it's possible that I am okay, truly and deeply safe and okay, even in the midst of all of this? But if it's possible, that love will find its way. What if it's possible that love always finds its way? What if it's possible that that's true, no matter how things may look or feel in the moment? What if it's possible that love finds its way? What if it's possible that just like water can find its way through even the smallest opening, love can too? What if it's possible that love can turn any situation to use it for the greater good? To use it to increase love? What if it's possible that I am always connected with love? Always connected with love. What if it's possible that this is true, even when I'm not feeling it? What if it's possible that not feeling it doesn't mean it's not there? What if it's possible that simply reaching out for it and intending to feel it allows me to feel it? What if it's possible that love is the greatest truth of who I am? What if it's possible for me to trust this? To trust love and my connection with it? What if that's possible? What if it's possible that I can allow love? Allow love within myself and within my community and my country? What if it's possible that allowing love is the most powerful thing I can do? What if it's possible that all of this, that everything that's happening around this election can be used to increase love? what if it's possible that I can contribute to that? That even in small ways, like smiling at someone, truly wishing someone else well, that I can promote love, that I can support the cause of love, that I can make a difference. What if it's possible that all of this is safe and possible for me, just as I am, right here and right now? If you'd like, go ahead and have another drink of water. Okay. Now this time, with one hand on top of the other, in the middle of your chest, over your heart center, close your eyes. So here on this call right now, not even including the people who will be listening to the recording, but on the call right now, we have people from all over, far south as South Alabama, all the way up to Ontario, east from the shores of North Carolina, and west to California. And I've heard from people in other countries, in addition to Canada, who are sending their love and intentions for the call. Feel yourself as part of this group. Feel this network of love and positive intentions spanning all the way across the country, all the way around the world. People who are sharing their love, their intentions. Combining with yours. Feel the strength of this network. Pulsing, beating rhythm of love. Feel how it strengthens as you put your attention on it. The strength of everyone with wanting the path of love in this election. even though ideas may be different about how that looks, the feeling of love, the strength of love, if you have any fears or yeah thoughts come up, that's fine. Breathe and allow them to come up and release. No judgment, just simply noticing. Oh, there was another thought. Okay. Breathe and let it come up. And feel again this network of love. Love has an incredibly high vibration. So much gentleness and so much power. Take a deep breath, feel it increase. Together in a moment, we're going to take 3 deep breaths and then send this wave of love out to the whole country tomorrow, for the whole election, that whatever is for the highest good of all, whatever best serves love, to happen, and for each of us to be part of this love and to find our own way in our daily lives to increase our vibration and the vibration of those around us. Okay, let's take our 3 deep breaths in, out, in, out, in, and out as this wave of love goes forth. Nourishing all who are open to it. Supporting all of our leaders and calling them to their highest selves. Supporting each of us in being our greatest expression of who we are. And know that you're always connected with that. Always part of this network of love. You always have access to this vibration. And the ability to express it in your life. When you're ready, you can put your hands down and take another drink of water. The water really does make a difference. And again, if your body wants to move and shake, allow it to do that. Let yourself be fully back in the room where you are. Fully present. And the last thing we're going to do today is to create an I choose statement. This can be anything you want it to be. Some examples are I choose the path of love. I choose to be an expression of love during this election. Or I choose to take a deep breath, center, and smile. Because you may live in a place where there are a lot of people who don't think like you do. And having this touch point can make a big difference when you're starting to feel off-center. You might take just a moment and see what you choose for yourself. And go ahead and write it down. Okay, now all together, even though you won't be able to hear each other, now that we're all doing this at the same time, do either the head pose or the heart pose and say your statement, knowing that the energy of everyone is building together. Ready? Go. Now, put this statement somewhere that you will see it frequently, and you'll be able to reconnect with it whenever you would like, to know that you're connected with this group, that your statement has the energy and power of the group in it. Now, you are welcome to send me an email and share how this was for you. I am really glad that you are all here and that those of you who are listening to the recording are adding your energy in. And that we have raised the vibration of this election. Thank you for contributing your time, your energy, and your intentions for this. Take care. Feel free to stay connected. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to unmute the line so we can say our goodbyes to each other. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.